gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday morning, that means one thing on Community Connections. I've got Claire, the garden editor, on the telephone. Good morning to you, Claire. How are you today?
Good morning, good morning. I'm slightly stuffed up, I'm afraid, so I hope I'm not spreading my germs down the phone at you.
Well, you don't sound any worse than me.
Okay, well, it's that time of year, isn't it? There's all sorts of sniffs and sniffles going around
Absolutely.
The place, aren't there?
But, yeah.
How are you doing?
Well, yeah, I'm all right. Now I've got my voice back. I'm still a bit croaky,
good.
But I'm all right. I'm okay. So
good, good.
What are we talking about today, Claire?
Right, well...
Apart from the weather being naff, but...
That's a given, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
I think, because we've had Remembrance Sunday, I'm going to break with tradition a bit and I'm going to talk about Christmas. And I
can you say the C
about
word?
Something.
We're allowed
we
to say
are
the
going
C
to
word.
Say the
All right,
C.
okay.
Yeah, we absolutely are. Because I thought I would talk a bit about something that I've been trying to do the last couple of years,
All right.
Which lots of people have been asking me about, so, which is called the 10 Mile Christmas. Have you ever heard of a 10 Mile Christmas?
No, but I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Yes, on Christmas morning you have to run 10 miles. No, it's an idea really about basically buying local and seeing if you can get things for your Christmas within an area of your picking. I pick a kind of a 10-mile radius of where I live. And the idea is not that we don't enjoy ourselves at Christmas. We absolutely do. It's not that we don't buy things. We do. But maybe buying a little bit more mindfully and seeing if there are local businesses or local shops or local suppliers out there that we can support. So that's where the idea came from. But do you want to know a secret?
Yeah, go on. I like
Go on then.
secrets.
Yeah, well, actually, and my husband, bless him, actually put this on a radio phone-in years and years ago. The reason why I came up with this is because I was fed up of buying stuff online, and I'm not very good at reading some of the small print. And you know those really, yeah. So you know those really posh lamps you get for your desk, which are angle poised. You know, they look all really nice and very like, yeah, left about. And I found one on a certain website of a large river in South America, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is such a bargain, such a bargain. Clicked out a basket, got it shipped. I was so excited about this, and then it arrived and my husband was on the floor falling about laughing because it was
How
not
big was
a
it?
full-size angle poised lamp. It was one of those tiny ones that you clip into your book. It was 5 centimeters
Excellent.
high,
And what have you
and I was
learned? And
there.
what have you learned from that, Claire?
What I've learned is I'm much better buying things when I can see them and touch them
Oh, yeah.
rather than looking at all the small print, you know, and we're bombarded. The reason why I'm talking about it early is because it really starts now, right? It ramps up. We've got Black Friday coming. We've got all sorts of things which will be spamming us. And I just thought I would share what I'm doing, what a few other people are thinking of doing, because it's not saying don't buy, but let's just saying let's buy well. Let's buy good stuff. And then you won't be like me buying an angle poised lamp
That's all right.
thinking you got an absolute bargain, and actually what you've ended up with something which you'd crush under your foot if you weren't looking.
How much did you pay for it? About
I'm not
£3?
Gonna lie. It was £6.99. I thought this was an absolute bargain, but once you add on delivery and all the rest of it, and have I used it? No chuffing
No,
way. It's pointless. So the good thing
now
about
you've said it, though, now you've said it on the radio, you can't
yeah
give it, you can't re-gift it to anyone,
no
because they will
no
know now.
They will know. They will know. Although regifting is a big thing. But
I
this is
don't
the
need
time
one, by
to
the way.
see. Oh, good. Okay.
That's right. And it's
But this
best
is
if,
the
yeah, and
time.
if you can
See what's
support
good.
local, it is best, isn't it?
It really is. One, because you can see the stuff. So you're not struggling trying to scroll through pages and pages and work out, or what size am I, or what is that colour the right colour for Auntie Flo or whoever else you're buying for and all the rest of it. If you're going out there and you can have the conversations, you can go with a friend and you can actually do what we used to do, which is, you know, you'd go out to the shops. And it's not, and the idea of kind of a 10-mile Christmas is there might be things nearby that you've just never passed. You know, sometimes you might go past a shop and think, I've never been in there, I wonder what it's like. And it might not be to your taste, but at Christmas, we're often buying for people who have different tastes than us, don't we? And we think, well, okay, maybe I'll give it a try.
That's a good idea.
Well, and the idea is not, it is sustainable in the sense that quite often there's a bit of a transport cost, isn't there? If we're all buying stuff online and, you know, the vans are shooting up around the country, delivering our individual passes. Often the carbon emissions from the transport aren't a huge part of what we buy, but it does mean that they're able to undercut, local businesses and local suppliers from being able to give a good local service, which is what a lot of small businesses this time of year really want to do. They want to support people and make them have their good Christmas. But I thought this year I'm going to try and do presents, but I'm going to do house decorations and food as well. So I thought I'd start off with one of my decoration tips,
Go on, Ed.
because this links a bit into gardening, so I'm not completely off
Can I
piste.
just
But
say before you start that, because you do gardening, do you find you get a lot of presents that's to do with gardening?
Yeah, oh my goodness. Okay. You've absolutely got me there. So can I say, I think on the back catalogue somewhere we did a top five presents for gardeners.
Yeah,
So
gloves was one of them, wasn't it?
gloves was one of them and good knives. I get a lot of gardener's soap. I get a lot of hand cream. And I would just say to my dearest beloved flaming friends, please stop now. Please stop. Just
Mind
don't do it.
you could open your own local store with it, couldn't you? You got probably
I
enough
know
of it.
if anyone gets some gardener soap for me this year, it will have been regifted. I have plenty. I know my fingernails are quite dirty. I don't know if they're trying to give me a hint, but
Wow.
yeah. There's on the back catalogue, there's a podcast all about what to get gardeners. But
Okay.
one thing I like making is wreaths, Christmas wreaths, and you can spend a fortune on these or you can make them yourself. And one of the things which is nice and easy to do is to get an orange from your greengrocer or wherever you get your fruit and veg from, and just cut it up into quite thin slices. So
I
about,
know what you're going to say, but you can carry on because my wife does that.
okay. Oh, well, does she? Does she? Yeah, about 4 millimeter wide slices of orange, and you can then either pop them in the bottom of the oven, or I don't know where your wife does. Sometimes people do them in the airing cupboard, or they have like these special dehumidifiers. But it's a great way of a Christmas decoration for your tree, for your wreath. You can dip and coat them in sugar. And the reason I'm saying now is if you like to get ahead, those are the kind of very, very low effort feeling of pleasure you can get from those little kind of things in this month when you're kind of getting yourself ready. So what does
Puts them
Mrs.
in the
Dave
oven.
do?
Just puts them in the oven.
Put them in the oven. And it's a really cheap way of doing it, particularly if you've got something else in the oven at the same
And
time,
she does
you're
make
not
her
with.
own wreaths as well. She goes over and does a lot of foraging over the woods and picks the holly and that sort of stuff.
Exactly. So if you're doing a wreath, it's a good time to start thinking about where you're going to forage from. Ivy's great, particularly the young ivy, because that's quite pliable and bendy. Obviously, as ever, don't pick stuff too low to the ground where
No.
if there's been dogs around the place. And don't pick the first and the last. So we kind of try and say if we're foraging, we should be kind of like making like other animals and only taking what we need. But it's a great time to get those type of things together. I've got some sticks. I'm going to be making kind of like a card rack, so to hang up Christmas cards that we still get.
Does people still give out Christmas cards?
Well, do you know, I think we can ask listeners about that. Do people still do Christmas cards? I mean, I quite like it. I have to say, I have been getting worse over the years. I perhaps do them more for certain people of a certain generation, I would say. How about you?
No, I'm not really keen. No, because you after, I mean, years ago, we used to have like bits of string on the wall with loads and loads and loads of cards. But now it sort of gets down to like a handful. And it is, like you say, it is quite generational. Like the older
It is
generations will
generational.
still do cards and stuff. But I
But
mean,
it's nice to display them if you get them,
and
I
it's nice
guess.
doing cards if you send them to people that don't live near and you haven't seen for long. You don't
Exactly.
see all the time when you want to send a card. But even sending them is quite expensive now, isn't it?
It is. And I don't know if the Scouts used to do it. They used to do penny post, didn't they? Where they'd go around and do your card delivery for you in the local area. Anyway,
I don't know about that.
that's all kind of beside the point. So, if you do, now is the time to start thinking about your Christmas decorations and start thinking about where you can get things for your Christmas. So I don't like turkey. I'm mostly veggie, but I do like some Christmas meat. I'm not a big fan of turkey, but our local butcher has done a shin of beef, which is locally bred. I've literally seen the cows 3 fields away. So I know they've had a good life. kilo of that, and I'll stew that down, have that with a big Yorkshire pudding. So that is my Christmas lunch sorted for
Did you say
£11.
chin of beef?
Shin
Chin.
of beef.
Oh, I thought you
Shin.
said chin.
Chinny chin
I've
shin.
never heard of chin of beef. That's a bit
Well, I'm sure
different.
that must be. It's a bit like different. It's not like tongue,
Yeah.
isn't it?
Okay.
You can get really good quality food and drink from around our area. We've got loads of really cool suppliers. I'm going to pick up some cheese and pick up some bits and pieces nearby. So it doesn't have to cost the earth. It doesn't have to cost more. But if you're interested in getting involved, just join in with the hashtag 10 Mile Christmas. There's quite a few of us doing it, and you might be surprised by what you can find. So I'll keep you
Yeah,
posted on how it
the
goes.
shop local,
Shop
because
local. Yep.
if you don't use it, we'll lose it.
Exactly. And then we're all sad for it. But you don't want to be the person regretting it.
No, absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. Anything
Super.
else? Anything else you want to talk
No.
about? No.
No, that's
But
it for
you're going
me
to give us an
today.
update on a couple of weeks then. A couple of weeks, you're going to give us an update on your 10 mile Christmas. How far you got?
I will do, and I'm sure there'll be failures along the way, and
Yeah.
but share any ideas, or if you find some really good shops to help with the challenge, please let us know. We'd love to hear your hidden treasures and your finds
Yeah,
for
that's
local
right.
Christmases. Please let us know where they are. We'd love to find out more. And yeah, let's chat in a couple of weeks, and I'll give you an update.
Thanks very much for that, Claire. Speak to you soon and enjoy your Christmas shopping.
I will do indeed.
Speak to you soon. All right,
Bye.
thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.